Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is mild, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, offering a pleasant evening for those stepping out. In Haifa, a gentle breeze accompanies a warm night. Here are today's headlines. First, the United States has launched its fifth consecutive night of strikes on Iran, as Israel considers its options for joining the conflict. This comes from Ynet earlier this hour. Also, the Times of Israel reports that strikes in Gaza have killed 5 people. The IDF says it now controls 60% of the strip, targeting a Hamas commander from the October 7th invasion. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post remembers the AMAA bombing in Argentina on its 32nd anniversary. The attack killed 85 and injured over 300, marking it as the deadliest on Argentinian soil. Separately, JNS reports that U.S. Vice President Vance has suggested an Israeli influence campaign targeted the Trump administration's Iran talks. He denies the accusations. And finally, I-24 News shares President Herzog's vision for Saudi normalization, expressing his dream for peace in the region. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that Israeli President Isaac Herzog dreams of driving to Beirut and visiting Damascus, envisioning peace between Israel and Saudi Arabia. David Keyes, a political commentator, noted just minutes ago how unusual these developments seem. Alison Josephs, an activist, reflected 20 minutes ago on the harsh rhetoric online, drawing parallels with historical prejudices faced by her ancestors. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran. Ynet reports these actions are focused on targeting infrastructure and energy facilities. Washington communicated its plans to Jerusalem, but Israeli officials believe Tehran still wants to avoid a larger conflict. These strikes may escalate tensions in the region, affecting diplomatic relations. Turning to the situation in Gaza, according to the Times of Israel, the IDF's recent operations have led to significant territorial gains. The army targeted a high-profile Hamas commander. This action reportedly violates a truce stipulation that Israel had agreed upon. The humanitarian situation in Gaza remains dire, with civilians caught in the crossfire. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights the remembrance of the EMEA bombing in Argentina. The attack in 1994 remains a painful memory, underscoring the persistent threat of terrorism globally. The anniversary serves as a reminder of the ongoing need for vigilance against extremist violence. Separately, Vice President Vance addressed concerns about an alleged Israeli influence campaign. As reported by JNS, he dismissed the claims that Israel sought to sway U.S. public opinion against its Iran strategy. This development may impact diplomatic trust between the two nations. And finally, President Herzog's vision for peace, as reported by I-24 News, emphasizes normalization with Saudi Arabia. His aspirations include greater regional cooperation and eventual reconciliation. This could pave the way for new partnerships in the Middle East. Turning to business and markets. First, BandLab has acquired the Israeli AI music startup IOD in a deal valued at tens of millions of dollars. CTech reports that IOD's technology uses licensed recordings to create AI models that replicate musical instruments and styles. This acquisition could revolutionize the music creation industry. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Superfarm Online is stepping into the car sales market. This new venture involves selling models of the electric brand AION on its website. This diversification marks a significant shift for the pharmacy and beauty chain. And finally, Globes reports that private equity firm FIMI has netted NIS 500 million from its sale of pharmaceuticals company Rafa Laboratories. FEIM had acquired control from the Sackler family in 2020. This sale highlights the lucrative potential within Israel's pharmaceutical sector. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.